Hi, I'm Amanda Newby.
I'm Isabella Rhodes.
And you're listening to the Debates That Don't Matter podcast, where, as the title suggests, we debate topics that do not matter. So I will take up whichever position, and she'll take whichever position.
And then we'll debate.
And then we will debate. In this second installment, our first question is, are ghosts real? I'm going to say they're not, and you're going to argue for their existence. Okay, so go.
Okay, I think ghosts are real because there are things that happen in this world that are unexplained. There are a lot of haunting. There's a lot of possessions also that happen, and those are very real. Hauntings are very real. I would like to say that when I was younger, my great-grandpa died, and afterwards I heard him calling my name. I went there. That's my proof.
So, coming up after that, trying to tell you that your experience with your grandpa's a lie, I'm gonna say the only proof I need is watching one episode of Ghost Adventures proves that ghosts are not real.
Are you serious?
Those guys are insane, and it's 100% planned.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean?
Ghost Adventures is awful.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, look, ghosts are real, Ghost Adventures.
No, not Ghost Adventures.
If ghosts were real, those guys would find ghosts at least once.
I feel like Ghost Adventures is just a parody of all the other legitimate ghost
shows.
It's
definitely not a parody.
In the world.
They make so much money, and why would they scratch themselves on the back and mark themselves
when
for a parody?
When I hear Ghost Adventures, I'm just like, that's stupid.
Exactly!
But anyways,
ghosts are real!
Also, Ouija boards, very real, very sketch,
I don't
not
mess
cool.
With that.
Yeah, you don't mess with it because of the fear that a demon is going to come and attack you because you know psychologically that ghosts are real.
No, because I'm not that white. Is why I would do that. Like, I'm pretty white, but I'm not that white.
Pretty white. No,
pretty
ghosts
white.
Are real.
Ghosts are not real.
Yeah.
No.
Like, because it's an entity and an energy. And you said it yourself, Amanda. Energy is never
bringing back anything that.
It's
also,
never...
this isn't my idea. This was said by, like, Isaac Newton.
Okay,
so
well,
this isn't
Isaac
my
Newton
idea.
Said, energy is never created nor destroyed, so when people die, their energy has to go somewhere, and some people can't always place their energy into other things. So, boom, ghosts.
They've placed their energy into, like, the grass and stuff, not into ghosts.
Maybe they don't have, maybe they're in a purgatory, and boom, ghosts.
Okay, so tell me why all the ghosts are from, like, the 1800s. Why aren't there any ghosts from, like, 2000?
How do you know that there's not?
Wearing some JNCO jeans.
How do you know that there's not?
Because have you ever heard of a person ever saying that they saw a ghost in some JNCO jeans?
Okay, but family.
Or some, like, parachute pants.
Well, also, not all ghosts are visible in a body form.
What
I
does
feel
that
like,
mean?
Like, it's an energy.
Are you bringing up the orbs thing? Because, again, that sounds a lot like Ghost Adventures nonsense.
No!
Which is
I'm just saying that not all ghosts are taken in the form that you see in movies.
That does not
make
sense.
It can just be...
What is the form they take with?
It can be anything.
Like a mist?
Yeah!
Maybe you just don't know
Maybe.
A lot about the weather.
I'm not a ghost expert. I just
Clearly.
Believe in ghosts.
You can't be a ghost expert because ghosts aren't real.
No, because ghosts are real. I just don't study it often.
Okay, you want to go to the next topic?
Yes.
In this podcast, the listeners, the viewers, the people who follow us, our dedicated fans of this podcast that has only had one preceding installment.
Exactly.
They're the ones who decide who wins. Okay, so the next debate topic is. Summer is the best season. I'm going to say yes, it is. You're going to say no, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you want to start?
No.
Okay. Summer is the best.
Okay.
Guess what things happen in summer? County fairs. No school. Swimming. If you're in the U.S. This is all very U.S.-centric. Because in Australia, it's winter when it's summer for us.
It's true.
So, we're identifying summer as... warm months.
Okay.
Whenever they happen for the people
okay.
that we're talking to. So, yeah, you got fairs, you got swimming, you got no school. Sometimes you have summer camp. That's
okay.
fun. Unless it's like Friday the 13th, which then it's even more fun.
Okay, but you know what else you have during summer? Heat exhaustion, dehydration, you smell bad. Or other people around you. Not you personally, but other people around you smell bad.
Well, that's just a hygiene issue, and that's your own fault. That has nothing to do with
what if you're spending the day out in the sun at a fair, and there's a ton of aromas going on at fairs, and they just all stick to your body, and you come home smelling like fried food, and your dog is just attacking you, saying, "Where's the food? Where's the food?" But you don't have any food.
This
you just smell
very
bad.
Personal. Is this something that happened?
No.
Just because you saw a clown that smelled like fried chicken at a fair and we're traumatized doesn't mean that fairs are bad or
what else happens. A lot of summer parties, which can end in drinking and driving. That's never
fun. I mean,
fun.
That happens literally all the time, and it happens more often around prom and the Super Bowl, which is in winter.
Okay,
both of those are in winter colder months.
Also, you know what you don't have in summer? You don't have transitioning. In fall, you transition. It's cool. You see leaves change. You see the wind blow, and it's cool.
You don't have that in winter either. It only happens in fall and spring.
Oh, also, living in summer in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is awful. There's not even... It's hardly a summer. It's just, like, tsunamis all the time.
Do you know what a tsunami is?
I do. That's an exaggeration.
It doesn't make sense.
It's just storms all of the time. Where's the fun in that?
What do you mean storms? We get rain in May sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Okay, literally, like, 2 summers ago, there was a storm and a tree fell on my friend's house.
This sounds like you put that tree down just so you can win this argument.
That's not true. How would I have made it back in time? I'm not the Flash. What do I look like? Ezra Miller.
I wish. Let me just get off on a little bit of a tangent. I'm so in love with Ezra Miller.
So it's a little lesbian.
You know what? He transcends gender. Gender's not real, just like we said
in the last one.
Gender's not real, I'm in love with Ezra Miller, and summer is the best month. So, we're done.
The best month?
Yeah. You know what? The best
I feel
season.
Like you shouldn't think someone wins an argument if they don't know the difference between months and seasons, personally.
I think that you shouldn't attack someone because their brain got messed up for 2 seconds because you wanted to bring in the most dreamy person alive into my brain, and then you flustered me. That's
you
got
flustered.
It's not my fault that I get flustered at the thought of Ezra Miller. I'm only human.
It's your girl hormones.
No, it's my people. Okay, so the next one. Oh, this is a fun one. Okay, this will be our last one in this installment. It's about kissing.
Oh!
My argument will be kissing with eyes open, and yours is kissing with eyes closed. Let's go.
Okay. Kissing with eyes open, awkward. I feel like you're not into it. Like, I feel like if your eyes are open, that just means you're, like, looking around, and I feel like that's a little sketchy. I also feel like, are both people's eyes open?
It can be interpreted anyway.
Because, okay, both people's eyes are open. I feel like that's just, like, weird because of, like, your perspective of them. So, like, it would be, like, an eyeball so close to another eyeball. And I feel like that's weird.
I feel like you're afraid of intimacy. In this incoming Dr. Phil episode inside of a podcast, you're afraid of intimacy, and that's why you won't kiss with eyes open. Are you telling me you've never been kissing a person and then just peeked a little bit? You're like, let me just see how they're feeling about this situation.
That's only happened because I'm like a paranoid person.
Well, aren't we all? That's why kissing with eyes open shouldn't be weird or awkward, or people shouldn't write songs about it, Bruno Mars. I feel like it's a normal thing that people do because they want to see if they're doing a good job. I'm making sure everything's cool. Are we in a nice environment? Are people watching us? Are they? Is the person?
Are you an exhibitionist?
No, exactly. I want to make sure people are not watching. That's why I have my eyes open.
But if you're kissing someone, shouldn't you be so immersed in that person to where your eyes, like your eyes, are closed? You're in your dreamland. You're in your happy place.
If you're immersed in it, then you can't be fully immersed in something if one whole sense is not being engaged.
Okay, maybe, what if you're blind? Are you ableist again?
Blind people don't kiss, we all know.
Blind people don't have intimacy.
Blind people can also open their eyes whenever they want. They can open them. It just doesn't have any effect. So maybe you're the ableist one.
Helen Keller was never married.
Helen Keller, not that I knew her personally, my good friend Helen, she did fine. You don't need to worry about how Helen Keller did kissing-wise, okay? I think she was fine.
I personally don't want to know.
See? And that's another thing. You need to, like, if you have one sense taken out, you need to make up for it with all these other senses. So she wasn't able to see people, so she would touch their faces to get, like, a feel of their face, correct?
That's true.
So, if you're kissing someone and you're not using one of your big senses, which is sight, you have to make up for it with other things.
And that can bring more intimacy.
Or like, that could be worse, because then you reach out to touch, like, their shoulders or their face or something, and you end up punching them in the face. You end up breaking a rib.
No!
It's wildly dangerous.
When you are immersed in kissing someone.
I don't like the word immersed. I don't like how you keep using that. We're not swimming, even though summer is the best season there is.
No.
We're kissing.
You
here.
Feel that you, what was I gonna say? You distracted me talking about summer. You just get a feel of their body and like
yeah,
how
with
they're
your
moving
eyes.
And. But that's not as fun.
Well, maybe not to you personally.
That's why I think you should kiss with your eyes closed.
I think you should kiss with your eyes open, because every person who has eyesight uses it to help a situation. Kissing with your eyes open can only help your situation.
What if you don't have lips?
What? And then, have you ever heard of an Eskimo kiss? Your movie.
What's an Eskimo kiss?
It's the nose one.
Like the
yep. Well, that's not helpful for a podcast.
Like
it's when you rub your noses together.
Oh, that's what like rich people do in movies, and people look at them and they're like,
"What do you mean?" That's
have you ever seen like when they're like, "Come on, baby, give me a kiss," and then they do this thing, and they're stereotypically always holding a small dog with them.
I think I definitely win this whole podcast. Clearly not mentally sound right now. I'm of sound mind and body and eyesight, which is why I kiss with my eyes.
You're wearing glasses. I beg to differ.
You know what? Just are you being able to?
So we have a visual element for all the viewers out there.
Guys, try to sketch me out right now.
Also,
she's gonna describe what I look like. She has like glasses and like hair.
You have glasses and hair. You're wearing Converse. You have teeth.
I don't appreciate being doxxed on my own podcast.
Sorry, man. No, but kiss with your eyes closed. Like, that's so weird. You don't want eyeball to... It's lip-to-lip contact, not eyeball-to-eyeball contact.
How far apart do you think people's faces are when they kiss?
Like, I feel like it's like...
Like, when I'm kissing someone, my eye is definitely not right
against
their eye.
Okay, well, like, okay. My mouth is against my hand, and that's, like, where the mouth is. And then I feel like the eyeball's, like, right here. So it's
this
like,
is great for a
it's like,
auditory medium
so like, this
where
is
people
like
can't see us.
A nice 2 inches. My other hand is a nice 2 inches from my face. That's really close proximity.
You are not gonna have your eyeball touched by another eyeball if you kiss with your eyes open.
You never know.
Yes.
Anything is possible.
Have you ever kissed a person? I feel like you don't have enough experience to talk about this.
I have. Okay. Actually, we're not here to discuss my intimacy.
Well, on that,
let's just end
on the note of me being doxxed by you and you being called out for not having kissing experience.
Are you virgin shaming me?
Okay, we're not gonna bring any of that up. So next week, we'll discuss virgin shaming.
Oh no, is virgin shaming real or fake?
Let's next week find out.
Let's find out.
Thank you for listening to the Debates That Don't Matter podcast.
Yes. Even though ghosts are real, and that's where I'd like to end this.